Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Welcome back to Sneak Your Anarchy. This is a very special episode because it's a brand new line and I've been absolutely loving it. It's a really luxurious and just wonderful approach, I think, to skincare and keeping minimalism in mind. So without me ranting too much, I want to introduce you guys to Melissa Obaid, who is the founder and CEO of La Fervent Skincare. Welcome to the show, Melissa. I'm so excited you're here.
Merci beaucoup, Hector. Thank you so much for having me. We've been following Skincare Anarchy for a little while now, and it's wonderful to see you in the top 100 beauty podcasts. So congratulations to the team for that. That's a fabulous achievement.
Thank you. Yeah, my whole team is very, very excited that we had that, we met that mark. So thank you. I appreciate you noticing.
Absolutely.
Melissa, I want to get started, and I want to start with really your journey and how you came up with the concept for the line, and really just, you know, your take on skin health and how all of this played into creating the beautiful products that you have right on the line, the collection.
Yes, definitely. Well, my journey is quite colorful. I've had a long and interesting career, which led me to creating La Fervent, which really is a world first. We're the first luxury skincare brand that's 100% made in France from 100% natural origins. We use traceable ingredients from Australia and France in their highest effective concentrations for visible results. Our packaging is 100% recyclable. It's made by hand in France. Our fragrances are made for us. They're bespoke custom-made fragrances created for us in class. So it's this wonderful dream come true. But I guess in order to get to that point, it's I've always dreamed big, but I guess I never envisaged creating a luxury skincare brand. But it did come to me like an epiphany-like moment when we were in Paris in 2016. I recall sitting on, in an open window in our Parisian apartment in August. And once I received this vision, inspiration, it was almost as though I had no control over this overwhelming desire to persist until its realization. And as you can imagine, being expats in a foreign country, there were massive and many obstacles, particularly when you're creating prestige skincare in France. And then 5 years later, La Fervent was born. So it was quite incredible, actually. People often, asked us, why are you doing this? You really don't need to. We're from Melbourne, Australia, and we have, a lovely home near the beach, a very comfortable life. But I had worked in France back in the 90s in fashion, and I spoke French, and a part of my heart stayed in France after I returned. So it was always this desire to return, and then we did in 2016. But I guess, because La Fervent has been created with this enormous passion and perseverance and this incredible fascination by everyone who's worked on the project with us, I do believe that it resonates with those people that it's meant to resonate with. And that's why when people experience La Fervent, they are overwhelmed with this integrity and energy that's invested into its creation by these specialists who have played such a vital role in this amazing, amazing adventure. So,
I want to just say that, like, the line to me is just so beautifully crafted that you can tell immediately. I mean, for me, like when I try products and when I am looking for something that really stands out as a consumer, I want something, we all do, right? We want something that's going to work, obviously, but then also something you see results from in multiple ways, immediately. So I know for me, as a consumer, the products just not only do they make my skin feel better, but it's something I can really use on a day-to-day level in terms of like my makeup routine or my everyday get ready routine, because it gives your skin this beautiful instant like hydrated glow, like just you just feel like reawakened, like your entire skin, So I really want eventually for you to go down that journey of the formula and stuff, because I'm very
Sure.
interested, how you crafted that. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, I guess thank you for that feedback too, Ekta. That's lovely to receive, particularly because you do try so many high quality skincare products. And I think everything that you've encapsulated there is the reason that we've had this unbelievable growth since our 2020 launch. So obviously launching during a global pandemic was not the most ideal time to be launching, but despite that, or perhaps due to that, we've had this incredible growth, and La Favance has become a global brand in the last 18, 20 months. And we had one product for 18 months actually, until we launched the Gommage. So we had our hero product, the Éclat Extraordinaire, which is an innovative gold-infused multi-ritual beauty balm. It's won numerous awards. So of the four awards that we've entered, we've either been a winner or finalist. And these are global beauty awards, coming runner-up to Sisley, the prestige French brand in the esteemed Dutch Beauty Awards, was an incredible accolade. But I think the reason for this success is because what we have created is innovative, and there's really nothing like it. So it's in a class of its own. It screams luxury at every touch point, and I think it comes down to this 360 degree approach that we have. That has been our core since conceptualizing La Favance. And it's underlined by this excellence in clean luxury beauty philosophy. So, what that means is that whether it's the packaging or the formulations, which are 100% original, or the results, which are ideally what everyone wants from high-end skincare, the textures, which we call transformative, they turn to oil with massage and emulsion with water. The multifunctional uses, so each of our products to date can be used in three ways. So it's minimizing the skincare ritual whilst amplifying the visible results. And I think, Ekta, during the lockdowns, people really questioned their beauty routine, and they were questioning, do I need so many products personally? So La Favance is really based on my personal philosophy, and I don't subscribe to the, seven steps in the morning and seven steps in the evening. I don't have the time nor the inclination to do that. So in creating, I just don't think many people do. And it's also, when you think about clean beauty and the impact of our consumption on the environment, when you're producing so many products, it's the ingredient sourcing, it's the transportation, it's the packaging, and it all has a massive impact. So what we're all about is quality over quantity. And when we were working with the specialists in French cosmetology, we work with the best French cosmetic scientists who work on all the luxury brands that everyone knows and loves. And we told them about our concept. They were fascinated and absolutely wanted to work with us on it, because they said nobody was doing what we wanted to do. So as I said, the Éclat Extraordinaire is a multi ritual, we call them ritual product, which has become a bestseller in in our key markets since we launched. And it can be used in three main ways. And I think the effectiveness of the product in each of those ways is what contributes to customers who try the product absolutely loving it, and it becomes a staple within their skincare routine because it can fit into anyone's existing routine, or it can be used as a standalone product. So it really does appeal to the discerning consumer who sees through the gimmicks, who's seeking authenticity, integrity, and a brand that stands apart from those mainstream mass marketed brands. The product really does speak for itself. So
no, it does. Excited. And I think that's the thing that I really, really love. It's, you know, and everyone listening, when I was referring to, you know, why I love the product, I was actually referring to the balm, because it's such a beautiful and multifunctional product. Like, you know, I've said so many times on this podcast, Melissa, like, I love a good mask. I love something that I can leave on my skin and it's going to hydrate. It's going to feel like, you know, it's nourishing my skin, right? And I've made that very vocal, I feel like, at this point, you know, through the episodes. But that's one of the biggest reasons I love, you know, I love that product, because it's something I can use as not only, like, you know, obviously we want to use, like, you know, as primer or something that just nourishes the skin, but I can just put it on. And whether that's after work or that's before bed, it's like my skin just bathes in it. And if I don't want to wash it off, I can sleep with it on, because it's good enough. It's good enough for sensitive skin that it's not going to irritate me in any way. And I'm going to wake up in a beautiful glow. So for me as a consumer, that's my ideal product. Right there, yes. You know, because I'm always looking for that. No, I mean, some of us just don't have the time, even, you know, going back to your point about COVID, we don't even have the time to wait that 30 minutes for a mask to finish. You know what I mean? It's like, you want something that's like, okay, I put on my face, even if I forget about it, it's going to leave my skin feeling wonderful whenever I do take it off. And that's, I think, for me as a consumer, really, really sets the balm apart in terms of what's out there.
Yes, and it is very nourishing, and this is the wonderful feedback that we've received. So it can be used in three main ways: the Éclat Extraordinaire, which is our multi-ritual gold-infused beauty balm, hence we have real gold dust, hence that instant glow which you mentioned, Ekta. And our gold dust comes from Italy. So when I talk about this 360-degree approach, which is excellence in clean beauty, what that means is that every element of the brand and product offering, whether it's the packaging or whether it's the ingredients or the EcoCert Cosmos certification, which underlines everything that we do, it means that all the ingredients are sourced from ethical sources and the best possible source for those ingredients. So, of course, the gold comes from Italy, and it's conflict-free, certified conflict-free Italian gold dust. We use 23-carat gold dust because 24-carat is a soft metal and it doesn't penetrate adequately into the product and into the skin. So we use Italian gold dust, which gives that beautiful glow. There's no other material in the world that gives a glow, a golden glow, as much as gold does. But we also have other ingredients. We have a mountain harvest complex from Australia. And so this is Tasmanian pepper, wild rosella, aniseed myrtle. And these are very high in free radicals. They're very calming, regenerative to the skin. And of course, we have the mimosa. They call it mimosa in France. It's Australian wattle. And again, that's antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-aging. It has a healing effect. We also have a high and low molecular weight hyaluronic acid in the Éclat Extraordinaire, and that's 100% vegetable source and 100% made in France in this multi-million dollar facility in central France. And actually, a lot of the formulations, when we started creating La Fervance, we commenced in Cosmetic Valley. So, of course, we've heard of, you know, Silicon Valley in the US. This is Cosmetic Valley in France, of course.
Yes.
Everything's done with this utmost quality. But the reason we use the high and low molecular weight sector is because the high molecular weight penetrates the epidermis of the skin. So that's really that nourishing and moisturizing that you were talking about. And then the low molecular weight penetrates the dermis of the skin, and it encourages collagen synthesis, really works on that elasticity. Of course, we have other ingredients such as Baruti oil, and we source that from Brazil because it's the best source of Baruti oil. Baruti oil is amazing because it's got more beta carotene than carrots, high in vitamin E and vitamin A. It's cooling, soothing. We have pearl powder, and the seawater that we use in the products are from Brittany, the Brittany coast in France. So it's full of potassium, magnesium, calcium. It's an anti-inflammatory. It reduces scarring, absorbs toxins, promotes healing. So we've got this abundance of amazing ingredients. We also have this gorgeous product, which is comes from the baobab pulp, the baobab tree, which is called the tree of life. And that's what gives the instant tensor effect. When people use the Éclat Extraordinaire, they notice their skin becomes instantly tense, more tense, lifted and tighter. So it's that. We've got Kakadu plum from Australia, which is full of vitamin C and so many other ingredients. And the base of the Éclat Extraordinaire, which is a sugar ester base, is what gives it that beautiful silky veil, which turns to massage oil with massage and then emulsion with water. So when it's used in the morning for the instant glow, it's always a last step in a routine. But admittedly, it's my only step most mornings. So after cleansing the face, always on dry skin, a thin layer is applied. So it's always activated between the fingers. I hope you're doing that, Ekta. So you grab a small amount. In case you're not, that's what you do. So you rub it between your fingertips, activate it, and then apply it to your face and neck. And it's just incredible. You feel the nourishment instantly. You get this
Instantly,
instant
yeah.
glow. And you know, we're all about this no makeup glow. Well, there's nothing that gives more of this no makeup glow than the Éclat Extraordinaire. But if you want to put foundation on, it's the perfect foundation primer, and it allows.
Let me just tell you how much I love this as a
Okay, do.
primer. I really do. Like, I love that she just brought this up, you guys, because the primer purpose of the Eclat, it's just so perfect as a primer for me. I am not a believer in primers, believe it or not, Melissa. I've never been a huge fan of them. Like, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. So, like, I'm very iffy, right? If I'm gonna even use a primer, but it really does create that perfect canvas, you know? It's
Perfect.
the silk effect, the smoothing effect, and like you were talking about the lifting. It just makes the perfect canvas to apply, whether it's cream foundation or powder. I use actually a pressed powder foundation on top, and it looks beautiful. And for me, that's huge because I always have issues with foundation. It's always something I'm doing wrong, or so it's made my it, that's what I meant when I said earlier, is that it makes your life easy in so many different ways, and it's like, now that everyone's back in the swing of things and we're all going to work again or whatever we're doing, we need routines that are not only like that minimalistic, but we need them to work and do what we need them to do, and fast, right? And that's where like the products like yours really stand out to me, because it's like, this is a luxury, high-end, top of the line product, but it's so versatile that you're actually going to use all of it. And that's huge, because a lot of luxury products that I've tried, at least, you don't end up getting through all of it. You don't end up using the full amount, So, I mean, it really stands out, truly.
Well, you've really nailed it, Ekta, and this is what makes La Favance a standout as well. The fact that it's such a pleasure to use, the textures are amazing, the multi-ritual uses are equally effective, that people love using it. So you can have the best skincare in the world, but unless you're using it regularly, it's not going to do what it's meant to do. And this is where La Favance, the Éclat Extraordinaire, is so versatile because it can be used obviously as an instant glow in the morning. It's a leave-on, so whilst it's on your skin, all of those active ingredients are working and doing what they're meant to be doing. And it's this beautiful foundation prime. And also because you get the glow that comes through and the silky veil, it makes foundation a bit more dewy and radiant. So that's the morning usage. And then in the evening, after cleansing and obviously drying the skin, a thicker layer is applied, rub it between fingers and applied. And we've got the Gua Sha and the Derma Roller set. We use sodalite stone for ours. So we've got the La Favance embossed tools. And I like using the Gua Sha because I prefer a bit more pressure when I'm massaging. So every night I'll do this Gua Sha ritual. And of course, then you've got these fragrances, which I mentioned. So I worked with the Roberte perfumery in Grasse, and each product has its own distinct perfume. And these are fragrances that are 100% natural and Cosmos certified. So they're divine. And the brief that I had for Roberte was that each fragrance was to evoke a different emotion. So with the Éclat Extraordinaire, we use aniseed, anis étoile, patchouli, sandalwood, honey, and it's a very grounding fragrance and people just love it. They find it very addictive. So a massage with that before bed, sleep with the mask on, and then, as you mentioned, Hector, you do wake up with skin that is more plump, a complexion that's visibly more even, reduced lines, and that's my one of, well, I use it in all three uses, and then the mask is the third use. But of course, you know, we suggest that when customers have used the product, don't rinse it off, just use the residue on hands because it's very nourishing. Obviously, we're washing our hands all the time at the moment, or the arms, or even the décolletage. It gives a beautiful glow and hydration. And the third is as a mask, as you mentioned. It's you apply a thick layer, leave it for at least 10 minutes. You apply with massage because it just feels so divine. And then leave it for 10 minutes. And then when you're ready to remove, wet the fingers, work it up into a milky white emulsion, and then wipe off the rest. And again, skin feels so alive. It's plump. It provides an instant glow, beautifies, hydrates, tones, lifts. And these are all proven results too, Hector. So it's anecdotal. So you've given us your feedback, which is wonderful. But the feedback we receive from people on a daily basis is just outstanding. People find that when they use the Éclat and they run out, they get comments after a few days from people saying, what's wrong with your skin? It's not looking so good. So then they're, you know, on that phone. Actually, just on that point, so Emily in Paris, which I know is a, you know, worldwide hit, so the next series is coming out on the 22nd of December. But Sylvie, Emily's boss, played by the wonderful Philippine Beaulieu, Leroy Beaulieu, is an absolute fan of the Éclat Extraordinaire. She actually messaged me the other day to say that she was doing an interview with Glamour and they asked about her beauty routine and she told them about the Éclat Extraordinaire. So she's an absolute fan. Yeah, she loves the product, cannot be without it. So this is, you know, an anecdotal story. So the team and I were on the French Riviera in May this year. Because it was the picking of the Rose Santifloria at Grasse. And the Rose Santifloria is a rose distinct to the Grasse region. And we actually have it in our second product, the Gommage Extraordinaire, which is a black scrub. So they invited us, this privileged invitation, to be part of this picking and to do some filming. So we were there doing that. And then we went to Cannes and then we went to Saint-Tropez and Nice. And we were heading back. And as I'm heading back, we're about to embark on the journey back to Paris, I received this call from an unknown number. And so, of course, I take the call. Oui, bonjour. You know, I'm all in French, of course, but I'm the makeup artist of Philippine Leroy Beaulieu. And she's finished the Éclat Extraordinaire. We've started filming. So they started filming on the 3rd of May. This was at the end of May. And she must have another one. And Monday's a public holiday because in May there are so many public holidays in France. And then people bridging days, so they have this four-day weekend. So DHL, we use DHL for all our deliveries. DHL would not have delivered. She said, so we're filming. Could you come? Would you mind coming to the location? And so we went to the location, to the makeup vans near the where they were filming in the where the restaurant scene takes place in Emily's apartment. And went to the makeup van, and her makeup artists were there, so we could deliver the éclat extraordinaire. And because it was a day off, I had my children with me. I had two teens, and of course, Lucas Bravo was there, who plays Gabriel, the gorgeous chef, and Camille was there, who plays Camille, and we had a chat with them, and it was just a wonderful. But this is the, the extent to which Philippine loves the product. So in all the scenes of Emily in Paris, you will see Éclat Extraordinaire providing that extra glow to Philippine's gorgeous complexion. So, this is a
Wonderful.
testament, because she's got access to all the brands she could possibly love, but she really appreciates the 100% natural composition. And she obviously loves, my story, our story of La Fervente. So she's a big fan of the product. But apart from that, we have these proven results which speak for themselves. We actually did independent testing on both our products, actually all our products. We have other products that we'll launch, but we're doing it in this staged strategy. But the results are outstanding. So hydration for 24 hours, which is what you were talking about, is 100% of the results. So we had dermatological, clinical, instrumental, and blind consumer testing, which is always a concern, not a concern, but you send the products off, you send the routine, and then you wait for these results. And we were just blown away by the results. With wrinkles and fine lines, it's 85%. Instant lifting and toning effect, 95%.
Wow.
Elasticity and firmness, 95%. Tones, calm, soothes the skin, 100%. Elasticity improvement, 95%, and skin visibly more attractive and more beautiful is 85%. So it goes back to this, as I mentioned, this excellence in clean beauty, which is uncompromising results and standards in every element. Whether it's the handcrafted packaging, the
Yeah.
papers that we use, which are Italian papers, which are made up of 50% recycled materials and 50% responsible forestation, the French-made glass jars, which have about 40% of recycled glass used in them. Every element is just the best it could possibly be. And we did that because, as you know, Ekta, there is no definition for the term clean beauty or sustainable beauty. We hear
Yeah.
it a lot, but there's no definition. So I guess we created our own.
No, I think that this is a very important, point. I think we should mention that, this is a very good example of how we don't have to compromise with this luxurious feel in our skincare routine, with when it comes to having a product that's truly clean, and it really goes back for me, when I did that panel on clean beauty, I was really, for me, it was kind of an understanding that took place as a consumer, where I realized that everything I have in my routine or in my skincare wardrobe, it needs to be very, very effective, and it needs to be something I absolutely could say I will recommend to anybody that I come across. So, that's this podcast itself has really made me take a very close look in my consumer habits and how I'm really feeding into this whole movement, right? That's we call it as the clean beauty movement. And what I've realized is the best way I serve it as a consumer is to have products that are not only going to look beautiful and, satisfy that woman in me that wants a beautiful display. The aesthetic should be lovely and, all that, but also it just makes me use every last drop because that's where I'm trying to get better as a consumer, right? It's like we can all do our part. And I think when you have a product like this, or a range like this, it's very easy to feel like what you're doing every day is good. Obviously, the results are there on your skin, but you're also feeling good about the fact that you're sticking to it. And these are the products that are tried and true, and they work for you, And that's a huge, I think, accomplishment for any brand to be able to become that staple in someone's routine. So, I have so much respect for what you've created, especially with the Eclat, because it's something that it's versatile and it makes sense, you know? It really makes sense. And in the world of, 15 brands of skincare coming out every day, it's very hard to get lost in that, in that, in the chaos of all of that. So, yeah, I think it truly speaks for itself, the line in general, I think.
Thanks, Hector. And I think it comes down to this authenticity in what we have created. When we decided to embark on this La Favance adventure, we had gone to France for a sabbatical in 2016 and to research the luxury skincare market. And in researching the intention was to return to Australia and produce it in Oz. But we identified that in order to do luxury skincare properly, it really needed to be made in France because we had created baby skincare in Australia previously. So we knew all about the production process and the regulations, but there is no stricter market in the world for the creation of cosmetics than France, in terms of their NTLD, the list, the ingredients that are not allowed. There's over 1,300 ingredients that are not allowed in the creation of skincare in France. The FDA, I think, has nine. So that's just with conventional cosmetics. Yeah, so that gives you an indication of just how stringent it is. But then, in terms of the testing, the stability testing, the compatibility testing, the challenge testing, everything is audited. And of course, in order to take out the complexity, and I think your point's really important, Ekta, because there are so many brands on the market. And we just wanted to be very real. We appeal to the conscious consumer, which is very much what you're describing now in terms of your purchasing choices, why you purchase a product, the impact of that product on the environment. So La Favance appeals to the conscious consumer in that we don't do marketing hype, we don't advertise, the brand speaks for itself, I think. And you may see this too, or identify with this too. I think when a brand launches, it needs one of three things, or perhaps all three if they can. Either an enormous amount of marketing budget to just market the brand to the max to convince the consumer that they absolutely need this product, or a celebrity endorsement or backing to again convince the as you know as, aspects of the target market that they need this product. Or I think the third one is a product that is so amazing and outstanding that it speaks for itself. So we're the third one. We're an independent brand. It's my husband Jamie and I who went over to France to embark on this La Favance adventure. And because we were not prepared to compromise on any element of this brand offering, I did not want to use plastic, so it was glass. The glass was made in France. The packaging, I wanted it to be environmentally friendly. I wanted to use beautiful papers. And then when we added the Cosmos certification, it added this extraordinary degree of complexity, which I actually had the audit, Cosmos audit 2 days ago. They do an audit every year and it's extraordinarily detailed. But that's important for me because I think with so many self-professed clean, natural beauty brands on the market, the only way I felt we could provide this guarantee that we are who we say we are to the consumer, and it's very much the discerning, savvy, conscious consumer that we're appealing to. Those consumers that don't go for the marketing hype, they will turn the label around, packaging around, read the labels, they will do their own research. This is very much the La Favance consumer. In order to provide them with this guarantee, it needed to have this certification to take the complexity out of their purchasing choices. And there is no higher global certification for natural cosmetics than the ECOSER Cosmos certification. So it really is the guarantee that we are who we say we are, and these products are amazing. We actually, so it took us 5 years to launch La Favance, but we added 6 months to the process because there was various delays, but one of them was when we had developed these wonderful fragrances with Roberte, each one to evoke a different emotion for a different product, etc. And they were developed to be 100% natural. And then when we were getting close to production, the lab discovered that they weren't developed in accordance to the Ecoserre Cosmos framework. So we actually had to go back to the drawing board and work with Roberte to redevelop those fragrances to be Cosmos compliant, but still have the same olfactive profile, because Cosmos allows 6 times less the palette of ingredients for the perfumer to work with than 100% natural alone. So I mentioned that really shows the degree to which we were not willing to compromise and the authenticity of what we have created with La Fervance. It really is, every element of the product is excellence in clean beauty. And this comes down to our own definition of clean beauty that we have developed in the absence of a formal definition for that term.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, I think the brands have to do that as of right now too, because of just that there is no standard as of right now. And I think what you described here, which is just the most stringent of criteria, you know, and undergoing that process and undergoing the, you know, the scrutinizing of, you know, like the people that are really trying to make sure that there's no harmful, you know, chemicals or whatever, that's a very important process. And it takes a lot of, you know, transparency on the part of a brand to undergo that, because I know that there are many, many brands that say we're clean, we're this, but it's like, you know, how to clean to whom, you know what I mean? Because it, at the end of the day, I always love to use the analogy of, if you can't put it on a baby's skin, you know, without worrying about what it's going to do, then you don't really get to say I'm fully, you know, green, clean, whatever. Like, you shouldn't be able to say that. And so, you know, I have my own take on that, and I agree with you. It's a very, very gray area, this whole clean beauty argument. But, you know, one of my big, I think, highlight points, and I really wanted to say this on air, was that when you think about luxury beauty and luxury skincare, I think it's such an interesting niche, right? Because you, as a consumer, you buy luxury products. Why? Because you want, in my opinion, because you want that next step in your routine. You know, you want to take it to another level. You want to be able to say that I did not compromise with price because I wanted the best technology. And I think that luxury beauty has to uphold that standard for consumers, that whatever you're providing in the market of luxury, it's really something that is one step above, you know, maybe something that might be priced a little lower, you know? So it's like you have that standard. Yeah.
It must deliver. And it was a huge leap of faith in creating La Fervance, obviously, in the prestige luxury capital of the world. But I come from an entrepreneurial family. So taking risks and calculated risks is, I've grown up witnessing that. And I'm one to not want to have regrets. So when I had this desire to create La Fervance, and with the background, so in the 90s, I was involved with high-level fashion in Paris, and I had the pleasure of working with Jean-Paul Gaultier, Paloma Picasso, Sonia Riquiel, and that was actually as a result of doing the Paris Fashion Institute, which is, the director is actually from Boston in the US, Joan White, and I stumbled across this course when we were traveling. A friend of and I were traveling throughout Europe in our early 20s. So we went for 6 months, returned 3 years later, but came across this course just by chance in the FUSAC, the French USA Contacts magazine at the time. It was all paper, there was no digital. And my friend actually dared me to apply for this seminar, even though we were planning to return to Australia a couple of days later. So I did, I called. I had an interview the following day. I was accepted. The course was in 6 months' time. So I went to London. My friend came back to Oz. I stayed there and worked for 6 months. And prior to that, I had lived in Rome. So I had lived in Rome, London, and Paris, and travelled all around Europe in between. And then returned to Paris, did the Paris Fashion Institute, which, if any of your listeners are interested or know someone who is interested in learning fashion in the fashion capital of the world, then they must inquire, because Joan White has access to all of the fashion greats like Pierre Cardin, rest in peace, Sonia Rykiel, Karl Lagerfeld was a friend of the course. So after that, during that course, I actually met the European director of Barneys New York, Lisa Horn, who's still a very dear friend, who introduced me to Paddy Carroll, who's another American who ran a press office for a Dutch label. Interestingly, we first launched in a Dutch store at Skins Cosmetics just after the first lockdown, and it's a bestseller. La Favance was became a bestseller within 6 months of launch. So I worked with Patty, and I just stayed on and worked with these greats in the fashion industry. So then returned to Australia and continued fashion in Oz. Had my own fashion label. Worked for Saatchi and Saatchi. Then I managed the Ford Motor account, company account around Australia, and then I ended up at the National Gallery of Victoria in senior management, managing the Friends division. And actually, I did a tour of the States visiting LACMA, Met, MoMA, Whitney, and met all the membership managers at the time. So it was during that time, I think, that the seed for La Favance was planted, interestingly enough. We had Napoleon exhibition, and I discovered that Napoleon and Josephine Bonaparte were fascinated with Australia. So they sent this expedition in 1800, which returned to France 3 years later with over 200,000 species of flora and fauna. So this planted a seed for La Favance. And then when I left the gallery, I did baby skincare, and that's when I identified that this was the beginning of La Favance. I identified that to do luxury, properly, it needed for me to be 100% natural, certified, but highly active. And that's when we decided to go to France. And we lived in Provence for 2 years in the heart of Provence in this beautiful old Bastide, which was actually named La Favance. So that's where the word comes from, the name comes from.
Oh, lovely. That's so, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
well,
that's
we had another name for it, but oh, that's another story. It's quite a funny story, but we had another name for it, and we discovered that we could not use that name, but we've still got a trademark. We had it trademarked and everything ready to go. We'll do it for a Gen, sort of Gen X collection, but it wasn't for our luxury positioning.
yeah.
And we were living in this beautiful Bastide surrounded by vineyards and called La Favance, and it was this quintessential provincial lifestyle, everything one would imagine living in Provence to be, these apéros, at 5 that led into 2 a.m. departures, or having people over at 10 that led into, 1 a.m. departures. It was a wonderful lifestyle. But it kind of goes back to this whole inspiration for the brand, and this is why we call it fusionistic, because it fuses the best of Australia's enchanting environment with centuries of French savoir-faire. And it very much is my story, my love of, Australia and France, and fusing these two cultures into creating something that's really authentic and that works. So when we actually decided to create it there, and I was contacting the leaders in French cosmetology, they were quite intrigued by this Australian woman calling them saying, "Oh, I'd like to talk to you about developing a skincare brand." And they said, "Oui, mais madame, we work with very select clients, but this sounds fascinating. Come and present to us." So of course, Jamie and I and the children would go from Provence to Paris and present this concept. And there and there in the meeting, they just said, "Ça c'est une très belle histoire. Un beau projet, beautiful story, a wonderful project. We would love to work with you." Nobody has had the courage to do skincare that is luxury, highly active, and 100% natural. So our formulas are actually 100% original,
Wow.
which is interesting to note. I make that point actually, Ekta, because there is a bit of a standard, industry standard of using. Our industry practice of using standard formulations, which are tweaked and then launched as a brand's own. And the reason brands do this is because it's much quicker to market. Developing your own formula takes years, particularly if you're adding this these criteria that we did. And it's much more cost effective to use standard formulations that are slightly tweaked and launched. And of course, brands don't talk about this because it's they present as though it's their own product, but it's not the practice to develop formulations from scratch, but ours are. And it's an important point because it shows the degree to which we have invested our own funds. So Jamie and I have invested our own funds into developing La Favance over these years with these transformative uses and these the fusion of the ingredients and also the, when we say fusionistic, it's a word that I coined. Fusion, obviously a fusion of ingredients, a fusion of cultures, a fusion of uses, but futuristic. Well,
that's one thing, Melissa, I want to talk about that a little bit, you know, before, you know, we close off the episode, because I think the cultural aspect is something that's not discussed quite, you know, enough, I think, in this industry. And that's something that I think the brand really stands out in this way as well for me, because, you know, from my experience, you know, I had the opportunity to study in multiple different areas. Some of those places were in Europe, you know. My cousin lives in Australia. I have a deep appreciation for the Mediterranean region, the, you know, the coastal regions of Europe, and just the anything that's surrounded by the sea and water, because for some reason, like, my skin, like, it just, that's the best my skin has ever looked is when I've lived in those areas. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's as if the moisture levels and the humidity and the freshness of the air and everything that goes into the environment of those, like, locations geographically are so, for me, they resonate with my skin, and my skin just flourishes in those environments. And I think, you know, when we consider skincare and skincare products, we have to really understand that, you know, if you can bring that into a product, right, that feeling of living in these places and just having that wonderful glow to your skin or your hair, or, you know, whatever it is, you have this, you know, that your skin looks different, bringing that home with you, you know, to the States or wherever you live, and knowing that no matter what, I can come back to this and it's going to give me that same feeling and that same look that I love so much. I mean, that's a huge, huge accomplishment. And I can definitely say that, you know, especially with the Eclat Extraordinaire, when I use it, I feel like that, because I'm a huge, like I said, you know, I love the Mediterranean. I love anything that's seaside or water, you know, surrounded by water, because it just makes your skin exactly what we talked about. Plump, you know what I mean? It's beautiful. It's silky. It just looks healthier, you know, overall. So I think that's very important, you know, because in a world where,
I think this is why we were so adamant about sourcing ingredients from Australian and French provenance. So when the lab would call me and say, oh, we found this ingredient, it's an Australian ingredient, but it's from another country that they would name, I said, I'm sorry, we cannot use that because it's not authentic to the story. If we're saying this is an Australian and French brand, it needs to be sourced from Australia, because like you, I love the Mediterranean. I'm Australian born of Lebanese heritage. So the Lebanese culture for me is so important. It's, you know, running through my veins. So I've got these three beautiful cultures that are quite diverse but complementary. So I feel very fortunate to have the Lebanese, the Australian and the French culture that is so, you know, pivotal or important in my life. But this is why I believe that the energy that is in ingredients comes from their provenance. So having Australian, French provenance ingredients was very important because I believe they hold an energy of that country. So this is the authenticity of the brand. And this is why I come back to this, this word, the authenticity and integrity, because we are who we say we are. So when you purchase a La Favance product, you know that you are having a piece of that, you know, that country. And the pure the water that we use in both our products comes from Brittany. So it's pure seawater from the French Breton coast. So that's probably what you're feeling, Hector.
Yeah, it's like,
And just to touch upon the gommage, because you know, I'm conscious of time. So the gommage was our second product, and that includes this Australian complex, fruit complex of mango, papaya, and pineapple, obviously, which comes from Australia. So it's a black product, the gommage. It's an exfoliant. And coming back to your point about this hydration and nourishment, it has the same sugar ester base as the Eclat extraordinaire. But it also has this gorgeous macadamia oil ingredient, which comes from Australia. And macadamia oil replicates the body's production of sebum, which, as we age, unfortunately, declines.
Yeah.
So it works on a mechanical and enzymatic basis. The enzymatic is thanks to this AHA fruit acid complex, which eliminates impurities and imperfections caused by dead skin cells on the epidermis, and it really nourishes, protects against free radicals. And then the natural exfoliants are thanks to French quartz. So we have quartz from the French coastline, which is probably what you're feeling, San
Yeah.
Paolo. Olive stones from Provence, when the lab called me and they said they found this wonderful olive stone powder from Provence. I just said, we have to have that because obviously we were surrounded by olivier when we lived in Provence. And that ingredient's full of vitamin E, fatty acids. It's a natural antioxidant. We also have palmeria seed extract from the Breton coast, and that again is full of magnesium, potassium, calcium. So it's very nourishing. It can be used in three ways as well. We're all about this three in one. All of our products and the future products are all multi functional. And I don't believe in having a lot of products in the routine. So it's all about streamlining whilst amplifying the results. So this can be used as a perfect gommage. You massage it onto the skin. The fragrances, again, created in Grasse, has a rose Santiflora, which is very vibrant. I call it a Renaissance Rose 2021, Renaissance Rose 2021. It's all about this rebirth that we're living.
Yeah.
And then when you're ready to take it off, you wet your fingers, massage it, it becomes a milky white emulsion. It can also be used just on the T-zone as a second application. And the third ritual is as a second step cleanser. So if I've been out in Paris and I'm feeling particularly, my skin's feeling particularly polluted, or if I've worn makeup, I will do an initial cleanse and then dry my skin, and I will use the gommage extraordinaire as a third, as a second cleansing phase, and pop it on, instantly emulsify it, and the skin just squeaks. Like, you really feel the skin squeak. It is absolutely purified, clean. It reduces pore size, it reduces pigmentation. It's got 76% active ingredients in it, and again, the results that we've had for that have been the purified, the proven results have been outstanding. The fourfold independent results have been outstanding. And it's black, so it looks amazing with the gold of the éclat extraordinaire. And that
I was
black
gonna
is.
say, like, the gold and the black together, it's such a beautiful, like, I'm not gonna lie, I think a lot of us women don't admit it, but we love having those three
Love color.
natural two or three products, you know what I mean, together that look beautiful. And I couldn't agree more. It's such a lovely, beautifully designed and just so thoughtfully crafted set of products. And I really wish everyone listening out there, I really want you to go check out the entire, both of the products that we discussed here, but really, like, dive in and really try to experience this, because it's a really wonderful product, and it's something that is going to be so unique in your collection that there's nothing else like it, truly. There's nothing else I can say in even my skincare routine, after trying all that I have, that there anything like the Eclat Extraordinaire. There's nothing like it. It's a very standalone product. It's something I can really rely on, and that's, like I've said already, it's something I really think that if I have to go and I have to, immediately go somewhere for a couple of days, this is one of the products that I will definitely have in my bag,
Well, it's
because,
all
like,
you need. You just take
yeah.
it, and it's all you really need for the morning, for the evening,
Yeah.
and it was created from the heart. We didn't do market research, or as such, we didn't do focus groups, so we weren't responding to market trends. I wasn't even concerned with what any other brand was doing or what the tendency was. It was just creating from the heart, intuitive brand building, and it's that old adage, build it and they will come. And I just knew that in creating a brand that resonated with what I wanted in luxury skincare, it would find its audience. And it was a huge risk, Ekta. Like, we sold a property Australia to invest in La Fervance, in creating La Fervance. But it's absolutely found its audience because it is a standout. There is nothing like it. And I think it's sustainable in its essence, because I think luxury is sustainable because it is handcrafted, it's not mass market, it's artisan. And having those elements, which I'm so used to in my previous careers, whether it's high-end fashion or prestige, art, museums, it's very much about that quality and quality over quantity, and creating something that lasts. So we've invested that into La Fervance, and every element of the brand has its raison d'être, its reason for being, whether it's the colors or the ingredients. Everything has been meticulously chosen, with that integrity underlining everything that we do. So to have two products, the second one recently launched, this Black Beauty, which we call it, the Gommage, which is selling really well. People just love the texture and the efficacy and the results. And actually, that black color is thanks to activated charcoal, which is bamboo charcoal, and we
Oh,
use the
lovely.
roots, the branches, and the stem. And it's highly it's carbonized under high temperatures, which makes it activated. And activated charcoal is about 15 times more effective than unactivated charcoal in eliminating the toxins from the skin. So every element that of La Fervance is created to adhere to this excellence in clean beauty, our definition of clean beauty. And the fragrances, again, are so important, because whilst I think there's a bit of a shift to move away from fragrances in skincare, it's imperative to the La Fervance experience, because I believe that it's not just, the what you put on your skin, it's how it makes you feel. It's that the olfactive pleasure, it's these fragrances reminding you of someone somewhere. It's this whole experience. It's the textures, it's the fragrance, it's the results, it's this multi-ritual use. So I'm delighted that you've appreciated the product sector. It's wonderful,
Yeah.
and you've articulated the essence of La Fervance perfectly in what
No,
you've said.
I really felt it, and that's the thing, Melissa. I think it's very difficult in, like I said, in, today's age with all the skincare brands, all the new products, and to figure out what to use and why to use it. And also, a great thing that I think you've created here is eliminate this whole culture around figuring out what step is first, right? Like, there's so many people that are like, well, what do I layer on? How do I layer on my skincare? And it's like, when I see that, I almost cringe, because I'm like, unless you're dealing with like very strong actives, like, a peel or something like that's not something that it's just a mis it's misinformation, right? And so when I see
It's a
products
way to
like
sell more
this,
products too, Ekta. So it's obviously a way for brands to sell a lot more products, let's be frank, but we're not about that. And this is why, we use fewer ingredients. And this is another point, actually, that I had meant to men mention. I had wanted to mention. So a lot of brands now, they also, apart from talking about these seven steps, they talk about how many ingredients are in their formula, 40 plus ingredients, 70 plus ingredients. But you've got a scientific background, and anyone who kind of thinks about this rationally too would know that if you're talking about a 50 mil or 100 mil format jar, and the other ingredients you need to include in a formulation in order to stabilize it, emulsify it, etc. When you're having so many ingredients, including so many ingredients, the percentage of each ingredient is minimal. So it's not going to do what it claims to do, or what that ingredient is meant to do. So we've taken the other approach. We use fewer active ingredients in their highest effective concentrations for the desired results. So when a lab provides you with an ingredient, an active, they will give you a sheet that explains the ingredient and also the advised dosage. So we use those ingredients in the recommended dosage. And this is why our products are so effective, because it's not about having all of the, but this is marketing hype too. And this is why we don't appeal to that consumer. The consumer that's going to say, oh, wow, 70 ingredients, I must have that, is not our consumer. So we use fewer ingredients in higher concentrations. So the products are highly concentrated, and this is where the results come. And also the fact that when we had them tested, we tested them on all skin types. So it's dry, combination, normal, oily, excuse me, and the products performed perfectly on every skin type, which is why we've had such a great response to the product.
I love that. I really love that. And I think that, that really does come through. And I urge everyone listening, really, this holiday season, if you're looking for, this one gift that you want to give someone who you're either introducing to skincare or someone who already loves skincare, I mean, La Fervance, you cannot go wrong with this brand. I mean, I always strive to provide options on this podcast that are really something that can work for anybody, like I mentioned before. And I think if you're into luxury skincare and it's something that you really enjoy and you're looking for that, new luxury product, but still very effective, and you're wanting that whole skincare routine appeal of it, this is it. You really should try. And we started with the Eclat, and I think that's a wonderful place to start. And if you end up liking it, go for the Gamage as well, and see what you think. But I think, this is a great product, and it's a great gifting product too, because you don't have to worry if it's going to work with that person's skin tone or skin, just the composition of their skin or not, because it does. It works for everybody. It's gentle enough to where it's not causing any kind of inflammatory effects, but it's strong enough to where it's causing beneficial effects for your screen, for your skin. So I really, I'm a huge believer in the real mission that you have, Melissa, which is central to the line, which is this multi, faceted appeal, whether it's through use or, just the look and feel of the brand. Like, it's a beautifully crafted brand, like I said. So yeah,
Thank you.
I urge everyone listening, go check them out. I'm going to tag them in the concept art for this episode. But Melissa, this has been lovely. Thank you so much.
And we've also got a special
Oh,
offer
yes.
for your business
Yes.
too. Yes, for
Yes, the
the
brand has
whole
been
group.
super,
Yes.
super generous. I'm so excited about this. The brand has been super generous, and they've offered 15% off to our listeners. So if you're tuning in and you really do want to, I really suggest you try this brand. I'm genuinely telling you that. But if you want to try it, you can go to the website and enter in Anarchy 15 at checkout for 15% off, which is so lovely. Thank you so much for
And
that,
that can
Melissa.
include DHL Express Post too. So DHL is amazing. It delivers within a day or two. So for Christmas, we can still get in there. And when we designed the box for the Éclat Extraordinaire, it was designed to open like a jewelry box. So it opens like a jewelry box to reveal this gold pot, this pot of gold. And I think as a gift, it's just this perfect gift because you really do feel that artisan, the influence, and 100% made in France too. So it's a piece of France for those who can't get there. It's a bit of Australian France, as a gift. So
Yeah,
thank you,
and
Anarchy.
it is. It looks like the most beautiful present. I remember when I first got it, I was like, oh my gosh. It's just like, it's a whole feeling that you have when you open the box and you open the packaging and you really look at, what it is, and you learn about the formula. It's a beautiful experience. So everyone was
Yeah,
saying
and you can wrap it
again,
with gifting too. So if it's a gift, we'll do the grosgrain ribbon with the gold La Fervance embossed in it. And again, it's 100% made in France, so it's a great gift. And I love the fact that you love the product, Ekta.
Yes,
Thank
I
you.
absolutely love it. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Melissa. And everyone listening, I'll be back next time.
Take
Thank you so
care.
much.
Have a happy Christmas.
You too.